Good afternoon, evening, I guess it is, here at the Officer Jack McGlam program. Welcome back, folks. This is that old cop Jack McGlam coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're just pleased to be here and spend our days. This Monday's been a very busy day. Every day is a very busy day, but we're pleased to spend our time as much as possible with our police and soldiers. We have two police and military associations here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter as our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and we represent literally thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom and who know who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this great nation of ours. Tonight, we're going to say happy Martin Luther King Day to all of you out there. I know you're excited about having the day off, all you government workers out there, to celebrate this man's life and death. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. You see, this old cop here, Jack McGlam, was raised in Washington, D.C. I was born in Washington, D.C., and I was fortunate to grow up around a number of black families in Washington, D.C. when I grew up back in the 40s and 50s. I was born in 1944. And I want to tell you that I've had a lot of experience with black families and black people over the years. I spent my whole career working in South Phoenix of Arizona, which was the high crime area and also the high minority area. And I lived there my whole career and worked there my whole career. This was the ghetto areas. And I was able to meet and know many, many black families in the 60s and 70s and 80s. It was good, folks, because I met a lot of good family members, black family members, Latino family members that also loved God and loved freedom and were very concerned of what was happening to their children today. I want to take you back to the 1950s when I grew up in Washington, D.C. Some of you listening to my voice today will remember these things. At that time, black families were much, much different than they are today. Of course, back then, white families were much, much different than they are today. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back talking about the Martin Luther King holiday today. Share with you what police officers know about the black community today. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after this break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm telling you a little bit about my history because I'm going to say some things tonight that might upset any blacks in our audience tonight, black Americans. And I don't want to do that, but we have to talk about some of these things at some time. So I want to tell you that I had a lot of black friends back when I grew up in Washington, D.C. and Arlington, Virginia. And I have a lot of black friends today. One of my best friends is a black police officer, retired detective for the police department of Phoenix, Arizona, Calvin Guy. And it won't sound like it tonight, perhaps, and I'm sorry about that, but I want to get into some of this truth that is out there that very few are allowed to know about Martin Luther King and what has happened to the black people in America today. Let me take you back to the 1950s. What I know is that blacks, 50 years ago, black families had two parents. Almost 100% of black families had two parents at that time. 80% could read. Almost 40% can read today. So it's a very sad situation. Same with white kids, too, though, once they go through the government brain laundry. They're dumbed down, and so many of the children can't read regardless of what race you are. But 80% could read when I grew up. 40%, 30%, right in that area, can read today. all the blacks that I knew, and it's pointed out in historical documents that almost all of the black families that had two parents had very spiritual lives. They were Southern Baptists. They loved the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And I'll tell you what, I said this before on the program, but as a young white kid, I would walk down to the street to my church, and it was a Presbyterian church, and I would walk by the black church in our community there, and I wanted to go to the black church. My goodness gracious, that building, the singing and the just joy that was coming out of that black church as I would walk by went all the way out into the streets and around the neighborhood. That church was just praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in song. And I'll tell you what, I would go down the street then to my Presbyterian church and walk inside, and I'll tell you what, sit down, shut up, and don't make any noise. Don't move until the sermon is over. So as a black kid, I always used to scratch my head about that and say, I wonder what the difference is about how we praise the Lord and how the blacks praise the Lord inside the black churches. But we also know that very few blacks at that time were on welfare. Most were all very hardworking people. I know that from my community in Washington, D.C. A very small minority at that time would go to jail. Now 35% will see the inside of a jail before their 25th birthday. Of course, this is the same with the Latino families in the nation, too. A little bit slightly different stats for the Latinos, but not much. And what has caused this change, folks? What has caused this change? Why have they gone back to their black roots? And why have they gone into Kwanzaa and things that have taken them away from God and taken them away from a moral family life that they used to have? Well, we have to also look at the white families. I'm not letting the white families off the hook. The same thing's going on with the white families today. And over the last 50 years, a lot of the same things have happened to the families. 50% of the white household today end in divorce, and it's not good anywhere in any race in this nation. But we're talking about Martin Luther King tonight and the black community in particular. Well, I want to tell you what we found out through some very good blacks in law enforcement and the military. We're a law enforcement and military organization, several of them here, actually. And we've learned some things from the blacks and the Latinos that are in law enforcement and the military. And here's one of the things we've learned. Back in, let's go back first to the old communist in Britain, Israel Cohen. Let me see if I can find his report here. Israel Cohen, I'm looking at the congressional record, folks, looking at the congressional record, but I'm trying to find the short version because I don't have a lot of time, and I here it is right here. Okay, Israel Cohen wrote a book back in 1912. Now, who was Israel Cohen? He was a Jewish head of the Communist Party in Britain back in 1912, and he wrote a book called A Racial Program for the 20th Century. And here's an excerpt that was read into the Congressional Record, June 7, 1957, page, where's that page number? 8531, I believe. I'll double check that for you. Kind of smeared here, and I'm pretty sure that's the page number, but I'll check it for you. Oh, here's the page of the Congressional Record right here. Yes, I'm correct on that, folks. June 7, 1957, and it's page 8531. And at that time, the House of Representatives allowed a lady by the name of Mrs. Granahan to take to the floor of the Congress, and she talked about Israel Cohen's communist book of 1912. And she entered it into the Congressional Record, or the congressman entered it into the Congressional Record. And here's basically what it said in this portion that they were sharing. They shared quite a bit, and it's quite a lengthy part that she spoke about, but I don't have all night to speak about this tonight, so I'm just going to give you just a short paragraph or so of what she talked about from the book by Israel Cohen, of 1912, called a racial program for the 20th century. She said here, we must realize, now this is Israel Cohen speaking, the head of the Communist Party in Britain, and he says, we must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the black races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin the process which will deliver America to our cause. Israel Cohen also said, we will use the Negroes of America as cannon fodder in a race war which will sweep us into power in the USA. Very, very telling and very, very evil. I don't think there's a single person listening to my voice tonight, black, Latino, white, Asian, you name it, that will not say that what I've just read to you is one of the most evil plans and statements I've ever read, to be honest with you. What it's talking about here is the communists would come in and take control of the black community. Remember, communists are atheists, and they hate God, and they hate America. They hate freedom for anybody but themselves. And they're going to take over the black community, and they're going to exploit them, and raise them up in prominence in every walk of life, sports, entertainment, the professions, so that they can intermarry. Well, folks, I've known black families in Phoenix, Arizona, wonderful American, good American Christian black families who can't stand it when one of their daughters or sons marries a white person or a Mexican. They are proud of their race. They do not want to intermarry, and they stand against it. Most black people stand against interracial marriage. I found that out in living among them for 35 years down in South Phoenix of Arizona. I didn't know that as a kid, of course, growing up in Washington, D.C. with black families, but I learned that later on in life, and I was quite surprised because I, too, had seen as a white person a lot of black guys running around with white girls, and I would always scratch my head saying, you know, I wonder what this is all about. More and more did we see that. Well, it was part of the plan. It was part of the communist program to make this happen. And, of course, today you will notice the leftists in America, the leftist socialists in America promote interracial marriage every which way from Sunday, except in Asian community. The Asians do not believe in it. They do not promote it. And also in the Jewish community, they do not believe in it. They do not promote it. But it's really something to see that so many Jewish ladies and guys are married goyim today, that is, the white people. And so it is happening, even though they stand against it for the Jewish, their own Jewish people. But it's interesting that so many of the people on the left and in the communist movement in America are Jews that are promoting interracial marriage. Just like Israel Cohen said, the Jewish head of the Communist Party in Britain in 1912 in his book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. So, folks, it was a program. It was a plan, a covert program that has worked very, very well. But it has destroyed the black community. Is there anyone out there that will say that that is not true? I've heard all kinds of figures, but a very, very high percentage today of the black community, the black children, our young people are marrying, are not getting married. They're having babies out of wedlock, and it's all part of a planned program. Very sad, but true. We're going to go back in here in just a few minutes after this break, and we're going to talk about the Martin Luther King Day and how this has worked its way across the community of America for the black families, and has it been good or detrimental? We'll be right back and talk about it.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Okay, folks, hold on just a minute. We're not going to go to Martin Lucifer King yet. We're not going to go to him yet. We're going to go to Margaret Sanger, one of the darlings, one of the queens of America. Margaret Sanger started she was a founder of Planned Parenthood. She was a communist, a Marxist, and she wrote a book in 1939. Actually, she wrote a program, okay, in 1939 called her Negro Program, and I want to share that with you because it's come true and to a great extent. But back before that, she wrote a book called The Pivot of Civilization in 1920 on the subject of communist infiltration into the black churches. And here was her plan and the plan of the communists at that time. We already read you about Israel Cohen's book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century, in 1912. Well, carrying it through further, Margaret Sanger picked up the gauntlet and started carrying it further. Now, she was a devotee to the Theosophy Society and a follower of Lucifer. And she was quite a gal. And why she's held up as the bastion of liberalism today and women's rights and Planned Parenthood, and why she's so loved in America is incredible. I mean, it truly is incredible. When if anybody knew of her past, she was an absolute evil, evil lady. But back to 1939, her Negro program, a program designed to eliminate what she personally called the inferior races, black people. She justified her position because she said the masses of Negroes breed carelessly and disastrously, with the result of increases among the Negroes, that portion of the populace that is least intelligent and fit. That's her own words. In addition, she said, there is a need for the elimination of human weeds and for the sterilization of genetically inferior races. This is part of her program called the Negro Program of Margaret Sanger. And in 1920, her book, The Pivot of Civilization, that I talked about, she talked about the communists infiltrating the black churches, and this is her quote. She says, the most successful educational approach to the Negro, who's a Christian, is through a religious appeal. We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man that can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. She further stated that this elimination should include dysgenic races, blacks, Hispanics, American Indians. Remember, the reason this is so evil, my friends, is that the communists, many of the communists are Luciferians. They are definitely anti-God, anti-Christ. And she particularly was a member of the Theosophy Society and a worshiper of Lucifer. You can hear that in the words that she wrote, can you not? Sadly, folks, so much of this has taken place in the black community today. What percentage do you think of the black children of America has been exterminated in her Planned Parenthood buildings across America? Literally, millions of black children have been exterminated in the womb of their black mamas. And it just breaks my heart to think about this. Of course, the whole abortion murder industry breaks my heart because all Americans of all races are using those facilities at an alarming rate every single day across America. But we're talking about the decimation of the black community in America today. It is a sad time to talk about this. It's always a sad time to talk about the planned destruction of a whole race of people, and that is what was planned against the black people of America. Once again, I'm privileged to have grown up with black families where, as I said, almost every child I knew had two parents in their family, very spiritual young people, going to church several times a week to the Baptist church, love the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, folks, I've seen the program in law enforcement, particularly when we came across members of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, the CIA, the FBI, who had found out either through their own investigations or stumbled across the facts that for years and years and years, for 60 years anyway, the government of the United States, the high echelon of the government of the United States, has been involved in bringing literally hundreds of tons of opium and cocaine into the United States every single year so that they can feed it into the veins of little black and Latino children for several very important reasons to the communists in this nation. One is to cause crime so bad, as I saw in the black community and Latino community in South Phoenix, Arizona, my whole career, that it would set the majority white people against the blacks and Latino. It would divide up our nation racially. We would hear whites all the time in the area say, "Well, all blacks run prostitutes. I don't know why I can't think of it. But anyway, they're drug runners and they run prostitutes. I'd hear that so often, that the black men are running prostitutes and they're also involved in distributing drugs. This was not true, that all blacks were involved in that activity, but I hear the music. We're coming up on a break. I'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hey, folks, we're back with that old cop, Jack McLam. We're talking about a sad subject tonight. I can't tell you how bad it is in my memory to remember the little black children, the little Hispanic children that died on drugs or in some kind of a crime created by our government, top leaders of our government bringing these hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States. I remember carrying a little black child into the hospital in my arms one night who died because they had gotten into the drugs of their older brother who had them in the house. And I just think of the chaos, think of the crime and the death that a police officer sees in these families that love their children. The black families love their children. The Latino families love their children. And to see the government's plan of destroying these races in America, these people that God loves, you know, our God loves the different races. He created the different races. And to see them destroyed on purpose is the most heinous crimes against nature that I can think of. And somebody's responsible for that high up in our government, and somebody ought to be made to pay here on earth now. I don't know if it'll happen, but certainly they will pay very soon. When our Lord returns, they will pay for what they've done. But let's go back now to the black community and what we police officers saw there. I know numerous police officers from and law enforcement people from the DEA, CIA, FBI, who have, and also Border Patrol, who have written books even and tried to expose our top-level government people running these millions of tons of drugs, or not millions, but hundreds of tons of drugs in the United States since the 1960s. We have all the documentation to sink a boat. I mean, there's so much documentation, but there's nowhere to take it. There's the facts, there's the evidence, nowhere to take it, because the judges are there to protect these elected things and their higher-up overlords that actually control the government of the United States. We here at the Police and Military Against the New World Order call them the international crime families that run the governments of the United States and elsewhere across the globe today. And to see the death and destruction that they have carried out. And then I have the report here before me by two doctors, and we haven't gone into this in depth, but Professor Donald Scott and another doctor who have put out the facts that our dear brother Garth Nicholson and his wife put out, that the AIDS virus was created in a bioweapons lab, Fort Detrick, Maryland, and elsewhere, to destroy life. To destroy life as a biological weapon. And then the World Health Organization, this is a matter of record, took it to Africa and started putting in it the veins of black people over there, the AIDS virus, folks, a biological weapons to destroy the black people, who they call useless eaters in those large communities of people over there. And to think of the death and destruction, and think of who these people are that are doing this. Margaret Sanger is a perfect example from her own writings. But so was a man named Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was one of those people that was raised up by the communists to infiltrate the black churches and to become a successful leader in that area, to lead the people of God, the black people of God that love the Lord Jesus Christ, away from that religious community and into the communist world. He did that successfully, very, very successfully. And I'll tell you, there's so much written about this man. If you will put Martin Luther King into your search engine, on the web, into your computer, you will pick up people everywhere from Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, who's one of the great black leaders in the black community tonight. He's not a communist, as Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King was. And of course, Jesse Jackson still is. And all those reverends that followed around Martin Luther King that's still alive and pushing communism today on the black people. There has been a program to purposely destroy these people. And I say to you, and I ask you, folks, that has it worked in your life? When you think of the black community and the Latino community, do you have hate in your heart for these people? Do you say that all black people are running drugs and running prostitutes and things like that when you think of the black community today? The Latino community, when you think of them, you say they're all in gangs and they're pushing drugs. Well, sadly, a lot of the children have grown up in that area of drug pushing and crime, just as the government has planned it to be, to separate the races in America, cause racial division, racial hatred, so much so that I was reading again today that I've known about for 20 years that the blacks, communists, are calling for a separate nation in America. They want to have the southwest part of the United States, or not the southwest, southeast part of the United States, turned over to the black communists for their land, their own nation, for the black nation in America. Just like the Latinos, not American Latinos, that hate the idea of Aztlan and Reconquista, the Latino communists, mostly the college professors, the Latino communist college professors in America, are promoting the separation of the southwest part of the United States back under the Mexican flag, called Reconquista, the Aztlan program. Aztec land is what Aztlan stands for. These are all the lands that were sold to America by Mexico lawfully back in the 1800s under the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty. And so what is happening, folks? You're seeing the division of America through racial hatred and the division of America through land as the black communists and the Latino communists are trying to break off part of America. And the internationalists love this because, as you know, a nation divided among itself is easily toppled and turned down. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. If you want to read about Martin Luther King, I'm going to get into that a little bit here. Some of you have already heard this for years and years. So, folks, it's so well documented. I have an article here by Jesse Lee Peterson talking about what a horrible man Martin Luther King was in many ways. And also, I have an article here by a black woman. Where'd I lay it now? I'll find it in a minute. Let's see. Oh, boy, I put some papers on top of it, evidently. I'll find it in a minute. That lays out exactly the Margaret Sanger and how evil she was and a lot of things that the American people don't know. But a lot of the black community today have realized that their leaders have led them away from God and into a system that is not a system of freedom that they want their children to grow up in. I want to open the phone lines up now, folks, while we still have some time on this Martin Luther King Day, and hear what you have to say to this old cop. I personally love the black families of America that love God and love freedom. I truly do. If you've ever been around the black families in America, you have been blessed, that those that love God and love freedom. If you have not been, it's a shame, because they have a lot to say and a lot of history to talk about of how Americans really did years and years ago abuse these families. And that's not just a trick and a lie of the Communist Party. It happened, and I think if you are honest, you will admit that. But many of them have risen above that and know that they're free today. And Jesse Lee Peterson, I would say you ought to go to his website and read what a black man has to say, a black leader in the community, who says that we don't have racism like we used to in America, and we don't have the hatred of blacks of whites who are Christians in America today. We have hatred of those that have been taken away from God and taken into the Kwanzaa, back to my root type programming, mental programming of the black community. We have racial hatred against the whites there, and that is growing across the nation. But let's open the phone lines up now. If you'd like to speak out a little bit about the Martin Luther King Day, I am saddened and I am sorry that the black leaders that were prominent in the 60s that grew up were part of Margaret Sanger's and Israel Cohen's program to destroy the blacks in the nation and turn them against the whites and turn them against this republic and get them into thinking about a socialist democracy, which they participate in today, that is removing their freedoms as fast as they're removing the freedoms of all Americans. I'm sad about that, but these are the facts. And remember, we have a saying around here, facts denied do not cease to exist. You can deny a fact all you want to, it's still a fact. Let's go now to the phones if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in and talk about the Martin Luther King holiday today, Margaret Sanger, or anything like this, please call in and let's hear from you. I want to share with you Martin Luther King on the racist holiday from hell, Kwanzaa. Where'd it come from? Jesse Lee Peterson, the great reverend, a black community leader who is not a communist and who loves the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal savior, says this: while public officials, schools, and the ACLU worked overtime this year to ban every vestige of Christmas from the public square, the recently invented holiday known as Kwanzaa is gaining in popularity among black Americans. These occurrences are not unrelated, so says Jesse Lee Peterson, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. In the earlier times, black held a strong faith in God. But over the past 40 years, the black community has largely let God slip away. Sure, the community has maintained the outer trappings of religion. Listen up, white folk, because this is the same with you. I'm telling you, we have largely slipped away from the true teachings of God that's in the Holy Bible because we're paying men to read the scriptures for us, you in the white community, and you're slipping away from God, and you have the outer trappings of religion, just like Jesse Lee Peterson says here. But he says the solid morality at its core is nearly gone for the black community. Enter a God-hating black racist named Ron Karinga, born Ron Everett, on a poultry farm in Maryland. Everett invented Kwanzaa in 1966, based on an African festival harvest, though it takes place during the winter solstice, which is strange, Jesse Lee Peterson says, because a harvest festival should be when the harvest is going on, not winter solstice. But there's a reason that this black racist named Ron Karinga chose the winter solstice in celebrating the first Kwanzaa with his family and friends. Calling him Mulana Swahili for master teacher, Karinga became a black nationalist at ACLU and formed his group, the United Slaves, playing off the initials U.S., for a purpose of igniting a culture revolution among American blacks. This is the communist program, folks, to ignite a culture revolution, communist culture revolution among the blacks in America, to turn the whites against the blacks, and it's worked brilliantly. U.S. members, that's United Slaves members, followed Karinga's path of blackness, which is detailed in his quotable Karinga book. It says there's a sevenfold path to blackness, and that is to think black, talk black, act black, create black, buy black, vote black, and live black. Would he happen to be a racist, do you think, folks? Okay. The United Slaves had violent confrontations with the Black Panthers on campus in the 60s and 70s. And we're actually considered more radical than the Black Panthers. We're going to hold it right there and go to the phones. Paul, who's on the phone? Eric in Texas. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing today, Jack?
I'm doing well. I'm just kind of sad. You know, this is a day that kind of gets to me because I have so many black friends that, and I've seen the destruction of their family and their children, and they grieve at the grave sites of their children that have gotten involved in running the drugs our government has brought in, Eric, and it does break my heart. It really makes my heart heavy when I think of all the death
and destruction
that's been brought to that community.
And you know what, Jack? Well, foremost, I want to commend you, and I want to thank you for the work that you're giving the American people.
Well, thank you, brother.
And I really appreciate that as a black man. And I just want to say one thing about Martin Luther King. Everything that you have said and everything that you are teaching us, you're absolutely right. But I want to add one thing to that.
Okay, go right ahead.
And me being a black man living in a black community, and I want to extend this to all the black listeners if they're listening. Now, you said something a while ago, and I want to say it again.
Okay.
Things that we don't know does not mean it's not happening.
Very good.
Okay, and I understand that, and you're right. And this is what I want to say to black people also. This government, this system gave that man a Nobel Peace Prize. They gave him the March on Washington for one reason, because he strengthened the non-violent movement. You know, only thing he did is strengthen us and push us back 400 years where we started. So from him being a civil rights leader, the March on Washington, all of that, whatever rhetoric people want to call it, we are farther behind today in 2005 than we were when he was a leader.
Eric, you're a very intelligent man. I'm telling you, I haven't heard that in a long time from anybody, and you're absolutely right in many, many ways, brother.
You know, and it's a shame they get, like today is the day that the day is supposed to be a holiday. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on in the black community. Only thing they think about is the March on Washington and crying and celebrating Martin Luther King without no knowledge. Now, he was a black man, a black brother. We love him, but now we have to tell him today we have a little bit more knowledge. We have a little bit more information of what was going on. Yes, he was a paid leader, very much. All of the NCAA leaders to this day are paid leaders by this government, by this system. You know, if people didn't know that 30 years ago, well, they know now because they can go research it and document it. It is true, everything you're saying. Now, the black community in some ways are going to lash out against you, and that's going to be because of their lack of knowledge and their lack of information.
Very good, Eric. Yes. You know, you want to hold over, brother, or do you want to
I'm at work, and if you continue, I'm about to get off the phone, or I'll call you back later on this evening or what?
Hey, thanks for calling in, Eric.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jack.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I'm sorry, folks, all of our black fellow Americans out there listening in tonight. I know I'm tugging at your heart, and I know I'm tugging at a national hero that you've been given that is not what you think he is. I'm so sorry for that. National heroes that we've been given to, like FDR, for example, you say something nasty about the communist FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and there are certain elderly people that want to take your head off because he was a god to them. And, of course, he wasn't. He was an evil, evil man, just like Martin Luther King was. And I can tell you that we here at our police and military organization read black writers. We read Jewish writers. When we want to know something about the Jews, we read Jewish writers, Jewish historians, and people like that. When we want to know something about a black leader, somebody in the black community, we read black writers. And I have two black writers here. One has written an article that you can find called, Was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a Christian? And you can find that at www.jesusislord.com. And here's how you find it. www.jesus-is-lord.com/king.htm. Once again, www.jesus-is-lord.com/king.htm. Now, here's a female black lady who's writing about Martin Luther King and bringing into question and giving the evidence to prove that Martin Luther King was not a Christian. I didn't say that. This black, very brave, by the way, black writer said that. And we have another one here, too, that was written by a black lady that I have lost. I don't know what to tell you, folks. I don't know what to tell you. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, you can go to his website. Let me give you that. And he'll tell you about Martin Luther King and that he was not a great American black leader that we have been told he was. Let me go here. Let me go to the back of this page and see if I can get you his website. I am really sorry because I sure don't want to hurt any of our black Americans out there feelings, because they've been promoted to believe that Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson are the cat's meow in black leaders in this nation. Okay, Jesse Lee Peterson. Let's see here. Oh, boy. Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go. You go to, I'm going to give out a phone number, and then I've got his email, but I don't seem to see a website, and I don't know why. I'll keep looking here. But anyway, get a hold of Jesse Lee Peterson, the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, who's the founder and president of BOND, B-O-N-D, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. That number is 800-411-BOND. That's 800-411-BOND. And folks, I'm looking at the clock. We're totally out of time tonight. I hope that everybody will just pray for the black community, that more of our brothers and sisters in the black community will awaken, as is happening in the white community, to the evil, evil leaders that abound in our nation today. Lord bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this cop truly does love you all, America, whatever your race. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.